All right, Sunday morning, 3:13:22. This is a teaching. It's called Facing the Giants. This is Facing the Giants, the teaching, not the movie. But the movie would be good to watch. All right. How we live our lives will be a result of how we face our giants. Keep in mind the words that I brought to you about the timelines earlier. We're going to look at some scriptures. 1 Samuel 17. He's made us all kings and priests. David would be king, right? Verse 1 of 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Socho, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Socho and Azekah in Ephes Damon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now we know Saul, he feared the people and it got him in trouble with God. In fact, that's what caused him to lose the crown. He got off of the right timeline onto the wrong one. It wasn't a good end for him. Now David was a son of an Ephraimite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. He had 8 sons, and the men went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle, and the names of the 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next was Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem, and the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain to their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge. And now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. As he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. That's not what you do with your giant. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that has come up, surely, to defy Israel? Is he come up? It shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? He got his own Nasara, Jasara. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? He's on a different timeline. He was on the timeline to be king. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard what he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness and thine heart. Thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." You know what? Those that don't have anything persecute those who do. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. Thank God he didn't listen to his brother. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant won't go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, he a man of war from his youth." When you're going to be a king, what happens? You got everybody in your path trying to tell you, "There ain't nothing." Sound familiar? And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the bear, or paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." He thought, "I might as well try. I've tried everything else. It hadn't worked." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and the sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when David looked about and saw, when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. It's just like the devil, he's got a big mouth. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I dogs that comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field." This is how the devil taunts you. Then said David to the Philistine, "This is how you deal with your giant. Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I will come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." David didn't cower in the foxhole like his brother, or like Saul. No. He told the giant, "I'm putting you down today. I'm putting you down, taking your head." In other words, that's your authority. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the enemy to meet the Philistine. He didn't cower back. "Well, I guess I better stay home today. I just don't feel good. The devil this and the devil that." Two timelines. One side's in with the devil, lets the devil slap you about, and you base everything based on what the devil's doing to you. You don't even enjoy your life. The other one runs toward the giant and says, "Oh no, oh heck no, oh double hockey sticks no, you're not taking me down, I'm not taking you down." And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Two timelines. Fear and faith. Fear and faith. All right, let's keep going. David was a giant killer. A couple other scriptures before we go on. Amos 9:11. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. Peter said this in, was it Peter? No, I think it was probably Paul. Acts 15:16. Was it, let's see. I'm trying to see who's speaking here. This is Paul, right here. After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. See, God has a timeline, and he wants us on his timeline. But we can choose at any time to go on that other timeline. All right, David was a giant killer. This has everything to do with God's timeline for him to become king. If he had not defeated the Philistine, he would not have become king. To operate in the kingdom of God, we can only operate by faith. There's no place for fear here. You're not going to go forward. You're not going to attain what God has for you operating in fear, only in faith. God's timeline is by faith, not by fear. That's Satan's timeline. All right, Numbers 13. We set the stage here. They'd come out of Egypt. They had saw all the plagues and what God did to the Egyptians. And God brought them out laden with silver and gold. And when he's sick among them and gave them manna to eat, there was a rock that followed them who was Christ. And water came out of the rock. Where they had every need, want, desire fulfilled. And God did it. God led them by the cloud by day, and he protected them with the pillar of fire by night. All right. Chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. He said, this is your land. This is your land. This is my timeline. You are to possess this land. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel, and it lists all the ones that went in. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain. For every giant that you face, God has a strategy for you to defeat the giant and cut off its head. It's authority over you. Are you tired of it having authority over you? And see the land, what is it, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad. And what cities they be that they dwell in, whether it in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether it be wood therein or not. and be of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men came to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came up unto Hebron, where Haman, Sheshi, and Talmi, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years after Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. I want to say something, Lord, just quicken to me something. I made a statement about how the Khazarian mafia, they were terrorizing so many people around where they were. Well, Russia, that's why they hate Russia. Russia gave them an ultimatum. This is like about 1800. And told them to choose a religion. And they decided they could choose Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. And they chose Judaism. That nation of Israel over there is deep state. Now, I read the Balfour Treaty when all that transpired. God did not put that together. The church embraced that, and it's like a sacred cow. It's not God. I tell you what's God. The thousand-year reign. That's God. That's God's people from the four corners of the earth taking possession with the devil in the pit. That is the chosen right there. God's people are the ones that have his seal in their foreheads. Only 20% of those that say they are Jews are really Jews. And now, through salvation, those that are true Jews are the ones that are circumcised in heart and not in the flesh. So he's going to gather all from the four corners of the earth. And they're going to have their land. We're going to have our land as a spiritual Jew. They may be a natural Jew, but once they become born again, they're no longer a natural Jew. They are now a son of God, a child of God. They're a spiritual Jew, even though their nationality may be Jewish. See, it's not in the flesh. It's in the spirit. See, I've changed my ideas because it is such a idol. Oh, you don't touch God's anointed. You don't touch Israel. That's a deep state operation over there. Benjamin Netanyahu is the head of the Khazarian mafia. Do you see the scam they played on us? You see what they've done? They've lied to everyone. I just want you to get that straight. The place was called the brook Esco because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran and to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. There's God's timeline. They should have stopped there. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. They're still there. The Khazarian mafia, to this day, this hour, they're still there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. We're well able to overcome it. God's timeline. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they're stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which has come of the giants, and were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. They chose a different timeline than God's timeline. And the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept all night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, let us return unto Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. See, on God's timeline, he has a strategy to take out the giant. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make thee a greater nation and mightier than they. He's going to wipe them all out. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, that thou cloud standeth over them, that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. The Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Great having that intercessor. I'd have been wiped out. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. What gives me courage and strength here is Caleb. God just let them all die out for 40 years, and then he renewed the youth of Joshua and Caleb and let them go in and possess it. God's timeline didn't change for them. Now the Amalekites and Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. They chose Satan's timeline. If it's got steal, kill, destroy in it, you know whose timeline it is. If it's got victory in it, goodness, love, peace, joy, righteousness, it's God's. And all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. See, their kids got to be trained and come up under somebody that was a giant killer. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation. They are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him, but by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. The blind guides, they died before the Lord, because they misled the people. If they'd have kept their mouth shut, the people would have never said anything. They stirred up the people for evil against the plan of the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun, Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. They rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here, and we will go up into the place which the Lord had promised, for we have sinned. Too late. Moses said, Wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. In other words, the plan I had for you to take out the giants, you no longer have it. I'm no longer with you in it. And for the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up into the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them and discomfited them even unto Hormah. What has happened in the earth? 6,000 years of terror and carnage. It was not God's plan. It was never God's timeline for man. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. It is not God's message. It is fake news that they listened to. They didn't listen to God's plan and God's ways and God's methods, but they listened to the fake news. Everything Satan has said from the very beginning in the garden was fake news. But hath God said? Unfortunately, the church as a whole has believed the fake news instead of the good news. They got their eyes on what the devil was doing, and they did not do what I wanted them to be doing, taking the gospel. See, the focus is wrong. They're all sitting on their suitcases waiting to get out of this place so they don't have to take the mark of the beast. And God said, there's people dying all around you. I told you to take the gospel into all the nations. He told them to occupy. Matthew 28:16-20. Well, let's just read that, because there's a point in the scripture in Matthew that I saw. And after Jesus was with them for 3.5 years and all the miracles they saw, and even him raising from the dead and presenting himself before them, and here he is fixing to go back to the Father. This is Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. I'm going, what all does God have to do? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, or the end of the age. Okay, Mark 16. 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. See, those are the ones that doubted. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Cut and dried, black and white. Ain't no iffy. Well, they're a good person. I don't cut it. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is what he sent us to do. We're nearly out of time. We are. We're nearly out of time. It's time to not give way to fear, but be a giant killer. We have to progress forward. All right, I'm nearly done. We're now in this process. The last trumpet is about to sound, and this is about to transpire. This is Revelation 11. The seventh trumpet. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. As far as I'm concerned, this is where we sit in history. Okay, that's it.